I recently spoke about young investors and their risk aversion to the stock market, and I urged them to start saving for future needs and retirement by paying down credit card bills and loans, getting comfortable with investing in the stock market to beat inflation, and leveraging the power of compounding by starting early. Shortly after my commentary, I came across an article titled "The Real Problem with Millennials" by Jake Novak of CNBC.com. As I read the article, it appeared that Jake's concern was the same as mine, at least initially, that people born between the early 1980s and the year 2000 who are now in the 15 to 35 age group, so-called millennials or Generation Y, are missing the economic boat and are less likely than older generations to own a home, have a full-time job, own a car, or even use a credit card. Of course, I attribute some of these millennial attitudes to economic realities, such as the deep skepticism for the stock market after having seen the dot-com bust and the recent meltdown in 2008, also the rising cost of education that continues to burden students with debt even before they finish their first year of college, and to the fundamental cultural shifts that have come with living and growing up in the digital age, with lots of career choices, work-from-home options, and using the internet to unleash their personal creativity and their greater awareness of human rights and the environment and their greater social interaction. Also, there's tremendous change going on through the recent revolutions in Egypt and Ukraine and the pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong that are completely driven by tech-savvy, socially connected, globally aware students. In a surreal way, it almost feels like these kids are reliving the 60s. But Jake Novak sees millennial attitudes very different from me, very much through a narrow old world lens that makes his article sound more and more like a rant. He blames millennial attitudes for lower consumer consumption, which he sees as a major threat to our economy. He also rants about millennials' aversion to marriage because it poses a serious threat to Social Security and other entitlement programs that depend on future generations picking up the tab for the generations that preceded them. To Novak's way of thinking, millennials are making excuses for not engaging with the economy, but should just take the plunge already and consider marriage and start buying homes and starting businesses without being afraid of the financial or social consequences. And he also thinks that millennials' parents are to blame for raising a generation of mollycoddled kids that are just too afraid to take risks. Heck, he even points to something that he calls his wacko tattoo index, which basically says it's easier for people to get a tattoo and make that long-term commitment than it is for anything else. Sounds kind of silly to me. But while I believe millennials need to be made more aware of the benefits of holding a secure job and saving and investing for the future, Novak attacks them without, I think, going deeper into what's really behind their attitudes. And so, as I expected, Novak's article prompted another CNBC contributor, Joe Scarbeck, to fire back with an article titled "A Message to Baby Boomers from a Millennial: Why Can't We Be Friends?" So Scarbeck is gainfully employed. He's an accountant who happens to be a millennial. And he slams baby boomers with old world values who use the word millennial like it's something to be ashamed of or some sort of horrid disease, as he puts it. And then he goes on the attack. He blames baby boomers and earlier generations for unfairly placing the burden of Social Security benefits and payouts on future generations and for messing up the economy and raising educational expenses to sky-high levels. And by the way, I know that when I was that age, I was blaming my parents for the lousy world that they had put me into as well. He defends his generation and he talks to millennials working their butts off in college. He sees them as socially conscious people who make great employees and is confident his generation will build and mold political, social, and economic leaders that even baby boomers can be proud of. He gives millennials credit for the significant technological advances with Google and Facebook and self-driving cars and all the apps that have revolutionized our lives and that will have really changing our lives forever. So he says, with this balance and positivity and willingness to reconcile, he says, why can't we be friends? And unlike Novak's rant, Scarbeck offers suggestions so baby boomers and millennials can learn from and live happily with each other. So I'm going to side with Scarbeck. I think millennials are fantastic and have already proven themselves. I've hired them. They're great. But I do think they're failing on savings and investments and this could make life financially difficult for them 30 or 40 years from now. So this is serious, guys. And I want to reiterate my core message to them. Start saving and investing early. Let compounding work for you. And don't write off the stock market, because it's still a place we can create good wealth over a long period of time.